Hundreds of thousands of Yemenis have rallied in the city of Aden demanding independence for southern Yemen. The protest was held on the 51st anniversary of the South's revolt against British colonial rule. The protesters were waving the former flag of the Popular Democratic Republic of Yemen. They were also carrying pictures of the then-president Ali Salim al-Bayd. The Southern Movement has called for protests in Aden, the capital of the former South Yemen, as well as in Mukalla. The South was independent between the end of British colonial rule in 1967 and its union with the North in 1990. Lots going on in Yemen. Let's see if Rodney Shakespeare could add some insight to that. He's a political analyst who joins us from London. Rodney Shakespeare, welcome. So what do you make of Yemen? They have a new prime minister and now they have a secession rally going on. What is going on in Yemen?
Well, the roiling and the commotion in Yemen, it has the local significance that basically it is against outside interference, against American influence, against Israeli influence, and in particular against Saudi influence. And it's a determination to throw out those influences. But in the wider scene, it actually represents something on an even greater significance, which is this. That as a result of what is going on with the support for ISIS coming from Saudi Arabia, from Israel, from the United States, from Turkey, and from Qatar, the Middle East, and indeed the whole world, is waking up to the complete moral bankruptcy of the power structures in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, in the USA, and Israel. And the complete political bankruptcy, they have nothing to offer except the blatant use and cynical use of power. Take the Americans saying that the slaughter of thousands, which is a likelihood in Kobani, is of no concern with them. So Yemen is representing not only its own determination of coming into being of wanting to do things in its own way and in a new future and to throw out foreign influence, at the same time, it represents that awareness which is now going on right the way throughout the Middle East, indeed right the way around the world, as they realize that Americans no longer have anything to offer, they're controlled by Zionism, and that countries like Saudi Arabia are indeed right the way behind all the horror that's going on. Well, them and Israel are behind all the horror in the Middle East.
And quickly, if you can, the Ansarallah movement obviously was formed based on the fact that the central government decades ago was aligned with Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia, of course, in turn, had all his hands all over Yemen in terms of its control. And now Ansarallah and the Houthis have a footing in the government. What brought about that shift? Is that somewhat a symbolic of a power shift away from Saudi Arabia?
It is indeed symbolic, not just of the power shift in Saudi Arabia. As I've tried to indicate, it's actually representing on something of a much bigger scale, as people not only in Yemen but elsewhere represent the bankruptcy of Saudi policy and American policy in the area.
Rodney Shakespeare, thank you very much. Political analyst there talking to us from London. We appreciate that.